Gord Drummond is the owner-operator of the Tim Hortons franchise in Peace River, Valley View, Fairview, and High Prairie, and he joins us on the line. Gord, thank you very much. You're also joined by your wife, Barb, as well. Smile cookies. The campaigns are on comments on the fact that we all get to smile and have a cookie.
Well, the I guess the biggest reason to smile for Smile Cookie Week is really revolves around at each location. There's, you know, there are different organizations that are going to be recipients of the proceeds from the Smile Cookie. Smile Cookie did go up in price this year, but they'll receive all of it. It's local charities, so it stays right in the general area. So I think that's a tremendous reason to go out and support it, and a reason to smile is that it's going to be staying local. And even, for example, like in High Prairie, we're doing the Tim Horton Children's Foundation. The camp itself may not be local, but we send local kids to the camp.
How important is it, Gord, to have the charities on board, especially at each of the locations?
Well, I think it goes beyond even being important. I think it's critical. I think the cookie sales go directly hand in hand with the effort from the organization themselves as well. And, Casey Samata and her team with Always Find a Reason to Smile in Peace River is a testimony to that. Like, they absolutely crush it. They raise a lot of money for their organization, and they are a highly dedicated team to the program.
Cookie sales have been very brisk over the past few years. It doesn't matter where it is here in northern Alberta, but they've been brisk. How much fun is it to hear all these totals, especially as they keep going higher every year?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword in some aspects, because we want to raise as much money as we possibly can for these organizations. At the same time, we have to somehow keep in mind how we're going to execute this while serving our regular guests at, you know, for their coffee, their tea, ice caps, their sandwiches, their baked goods, whatever it may be they're getting. So we're trying to accomplish the sales of the cookies and, you know, try to be as seamless as possible to a guest coming through for something other than the smile cookie. So it's challenging yet super rewarding. So we've probably been in the planning process, well, probably for over a month now already.
Is everybody looking forward to it? Yes, it is a little bit early, but still, is everybody looking forward to it?
Oh, 100%. It did get moved up this year. In a lot of ways, I think we'll see whether it impacts the sales. And if it does, I don't think you can judge the fact that it got moved to an earlier part of the year. It may just catch people by surprise a little bit. But I think that, you know, from some of the feedback we're getting from nonprofit organizations, it's becoming more and more difficult for them to function and to keep the level of service that they want to. Money's tight everywhere, right? So I think having it sooner is better, really, I do, because ideally it means we can get them the money quicker this year.
Gord Drummond is the owner-operator of the Tim Hortons franchise in Peace River, in Valley View, in Fairview, and in High Prairie. Gord, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.